down 10 points in the final quarter of their season, the Kansas City Chiefs saved their greatest comeback for the biggest stage. Patrick Mahomes, magnificent and magical in the final stanza, led an unbelievable rally that concluded with the Chiefs defeating the 49ers 31-20 in Super Bowl 54 in Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday night. With a season on the line and his team down 20-10 in the last quarter, Mahomes found tight end Travis Kelce for a score and then running back Damian Williams for the game winner. Williams broke loose to seal the win with a 38-yard run down the sidelines, with the Chiefs' high-octane offense quelled by the Niners' stupendous defense for the most of the night. Kansas City pulled off its third straight comeback victory to give coach Andy Reid his first Super Bowl win, and the franchise its first in 50 years. See, this is the kind of salacious crap for why I tune out the media. I'm sorry, folks. This is just someone trying to make sure they paint something beautiful. So if someone really thinks that what happened yesterday was something significant and historic for someone outside of Kansas City, then they'll pull up the articles and read this stuff and say, oh my gosh, really? What? How amazing. Hey everyone, Andres off the record here. And I got to talk about not so much the Super Bowl, but rather the NFL in general. What happened yesterday, look, not to discount what happened with the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't won a Super Bowl in 50 years. They finally did. Congrats to them. Yippee. The only reason the whole world is talking about this, and by the whole world, I do mean anyone that lives in the United States, because nobody else outside this world cares. All they want to talk about, like, in terms of this, that fall NFL, would be like, it wasn't the Patriots that won. Ta-da. But you would think that upon reading this article, that you would think that this was the most incredible rally that's ever happened. No, that's the first time that a team that was down 10 points in the fourth quarter came back to win it all. Except that what the Chiefs did was not akin to what the Patriots did against the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49. Now that was something special. This was expected. It's freaking Kansas City Chiefs. The 49ers defense is no Legion of Boom. They were dominating in earlier in the second half, that's for sure. But Kyle Shanahan, who doesn't know how to use timeouts, who likes to be a little flashy and get off his game plan that's working, for some reason decided to do this, do it just to change up. Hey, if it was working, let's reinvent the wheel and give them a chance to rally and come back and ultimately win it. Because you got to put it in the arms of Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G, who the previous game at the championship only completed 6 passes. Oh, because Mustard ran for God knows how many. Yeah. And they didn't let him run anymore. They gave the ball to Jimmy G. I want to see Jimmy G, like, become his own guy. But he's going to be remembered for his blunders, his inaccurate throws, his just ultimately being uncomfortable and dropping back quite a bit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there anymore. The game's over. Some people are bitter. I don't care. Look, I don't like football. Not in that way. Not anymore. I haven't in a long, long time. Someone asked me during the game, said, why don't you care about the game? Because I left halftime like, I'm done. I'm leaving. It's like, where are you going? Shopping, man. I got things to do. I got a meal prep. I'm not going to waste my time on a game with a team that I don't care about. It's like, but it's football. No, it's not football. This is Roger Goodell's politically correct football. This football sucks. I have not watched football as I used to in the past 10 years. I follow my team because they're my team. I'm mostly a Tom Brady guy, though. For reasons I'm not going to get into, kind of going to tire you out with Tom Brady information, because I could talk about the whole thing for days on end. But that's not what I'm going to be getting at. What I'm getting at is that early on, around 2007, 2008, I was complaining about the NFL becoming too politically correct. This was around the time Roger Goodell was basically coming into form, I think. And I had a cousin. Well, I have a cousin who really into sports, really into soccer most of all, but in football, American football, he enjoys it as well. He started calling me a poser. He started calling me a faker. And ultimately, just to get under my skin, he will always judge me for talking about politics, even though he agreed, or mostly agreed, with what I had to say. He just wanted to get under my skin. But then we once did get into an argument about this whole NFL situation. He was so angry at me. He's like, don't bring politics into the NFL. And all I did was complain about what Roger Goodell had just signed into the NFL that was setting it aback. And I'm like, it's not me, dude. It's the commissioner of the NFL. And I shared with him the article to shut him up because I wasn't the one ruining it. Roger Goodell ruined football. And it was proven even more so with the decline in ratings, how politicized this game has become when you had the freaking kneeling on the during the national anthem sequence situation thing. He didn't know how to navigate the damn thing. He ruined football. It hasn't been entertaining for the longest time. Every now and then you'll get an entertaining game. But football itself is not entertaining. Oh, it's not so much. It's not so fair. It's usually the same teams that are going to the playoffs. So we got to find a way to make it more even, as if changing up a schedule is going to help some teams that are poorly managed. Oh, we got to add more diversity. There's not enough representation. Not enough representation. They're trying to make a statement. No. It's because it has to be this kind of individual. And we have to highlight this in order for anything to be a success. Yeah, because it's worked very well for Hollywood, right? Go woke, go broke. And since you've been trying to do that with the NFL, play the damn game. It's become flag football. Some of it I know is because of what happened to Tom Brady. It's not my fault the league did it. I don't like it. But that's what it became. That doesn't mean all rules favor the Patriots either. It's so rare, these cheaters, you know. They got Roger Goodell on their side. Oh, yeah, that's why Tom Brady was suspended over nothing. But whatever. You know, the Tuck rule no longer exists. That's not Tom Brady's fault. It was in the rule book before Tom Brady even played the game. So if it wasn't for the Tuck rule, we wouldn't have had Tom Brady. Well, the Tuck rule's no longer there. And he still won Super Bowl after that. So what the hell are you talking about? Shut up. Shut up, you haters. Just shut up. And if your team can't make it because they can't win, don't complain about my team. My team is better than yours, plain and simple. We beat ourselves this season to give you guys a chance to have probably go to the Super Bowl. And some of you still blew it. Some of you even blew it on the biggest stage. So, no. I don't care. I want to see a good freaking game. I got friends just, oh, flag this. It's like, what? Oh, look, a microsecond touch. Boom, flag that. It's like, what the hell, man? Well, we don't know if it's a catch because of the way he was standing and the ball and the angle and the this and the that and because of the knee, the elbow, the this, and he was on top of that one person, maybe, and the trajectory of the wind was that way, and because he might have touched that other blade of grass, and he didn't survive the ground. What did you just say? You guys are so full of gobbledygook. Damn, when was this game fun? It's like, oh, you're celebrating too much. You can't celebrate. You mean to tell me that these guys that are pouring blood, sweat, and tears cannot express emotions either? And you don't want to make the team feel bad. Then next time, instead of saying, so this team's a champion, instead of saying that, oh, and the trophy goes too. Because you can't say, and the winner is at an Emmy or an Oscar. Why not do the same thing in sports? Why not have a second place trophy, a third place trophy? My goodness. We need the participation points. And then all this stupid next gen stats. Like, oh my goodness. You know, this is the first time we've ever seen that kind of play happen because that one guy was wearing the pants in this color and his towel was on the other side. And he actually went this way instead of that way. And the ball was thrown the same way. But because the wind was blowing 3 miles this way, it made the play even more amazing. The first time we've ever seen that in history. You mean the guy ran a post route and you threw the ball and he caught it for a gain of 5, 10. Yeah, but the stats, man, the stats. Make the NFL great again.
They say all good things must come to an end. That the best just know when to walk away. So to my teammates, my family, and most of all, my fans, you deserve to hear this from me. I'm not going anywhere.